This week on Indian Times, the holidays are the giving season for the Oklahoma City Indian Clinic. We'll hear about some of their activities. The Oklahoma City Indian Clinic is raising money to expand their pharmacy. One of the fundraisers they use is the annual Red Feather Gala, which took place earlier this month. David Toity, who is from the Pawnee and Kiowa Nations, is the chief development officer for the clinic.
The Red Feather Gala, we just finished that last weekend, and we had the largest group of people that we've ever had. A lot of guests there. Nearly 500 people showed up. It was at the Cox Convention Center. And it was a lot of fun, black tie event. We're raising money to expand our pharmacy. Now, our pharmacy is operating out of a very small office that has less than 900 square feet, and we have approximately 15 people working in that area. So it makes it very, very difficult to move around, fill meds, fill medicines, and take care of our 18,000 patients. So what we are doing right now is we have a capital campaign to expand the pharmacy, and we have blueprints for a pharmacy that we're going to build just west of on the west side of the clinic. It's going to be about a 7,000 square foot facility, and it's going to have a drive-through also, and so it's going to take about $2 million to complete this project. And so we're just kind of right in the middle of our capital campaign for that. So all the money and all the proceeds that we receive from the Red Feather Gala and donations will go directly to build that pharmacy for our patients.
Toity said Native American Heritage Month kicks off their holiday season. So after the Red Feather Gala, they turn their attention to Thanksgiving and beyond.
One of the things that we are doing is we have our annual Thanksgiving basket giveaway, and what we're going to be able to help about 90 families this year. And what patients do is they sign up throughout the year, and mostly at the Children's Health Fair that we have in the summer. They sign up, and we have a limited number of people that we can help, so we really can't help everybody that we would like to, but we are able to help 90 families this year, so we're happy about that, with food and turkey and fixings for the holiday, for Thanksgiving Day.
Can people help with that?
We are always taking food and toy donations and coat donations, anything that will help people. We're located at 5208 West Reno, which is kind of an annex, or it's our second location. It's really right across the street and down the road from the original clinic at 4913. So we were able to get another building, which doubled our space here within the past year. And so that's where a lot of our administrative offices are located. It's where my office is located. And we're able to take donations if people wish to drop off any type of cash donation, toys and coats, food, anything like that. So.
Now, does it have to be new coats?
New coats are the best, but slightly worn are good too.
But you would prefer the toys to be new?
Yeah, we would prefer the toys to be new, not only for the health reasons, but, you know, we just like for them to have a brand new toy for Christmas when they open them up. And the toys, what we do is, again, throughout the year, we collect toys. And one of the things that we do is we get a lot of help from people. We need more help, but we do get help from, it's the 7th Annual Native American Benefit Concert, and it features Daryl Tonemaugh. He has been helping us for, I guess, about 7 years. His event is going to be Friday, December 6th, at the Norman Historic Santa Fe Depot on 200 South Jones in Norman from 7 to 9. And he asks for an admission. He asks that you bring a new unwrapped toy or an article of clothing for children birth to 17 years old. And it's a very, very nice concert, benefit concert. He plays, he sings, and he has other people who work with him. And there's all sorts of Native performances, and that and even live painting. And Daryl's been helping us and collecting the toys. And for the past several years, that's how we've been able to supplement the toys that we are able to give the children. This year, the children will be able to help about over 100 children this year.
That was David Toity from the Oklahoma City Indian Clinic. The 7th Annual Native American Benefit Concert will be held in Norman's historic Santa Fe Depot on Friday, December 6th from 7 to 9 p.m. Also appearing will be Native Praise, hoop dancer Jay Mule, Terry Zotai, and a live painting by Nicole Hatfield. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.